This is a repair that came in. We do a lot of repair work this time of year.
Steve Thurston gazes down at a huge white triangle of a sail stretched across the entire floor of Quantum Sail's facility. The plant sits in an industrial park outside the cute historic part of Bristol. Thurston's grandfather started the company in Barrington, moved it to Warren, then Thurston opened this facility back in the late 80s. He's been in the business for 40 years, since high school. He loves everything about making sails. Can't blame him. The job's got great perks.
Sometimes we have to bring them to the Caribbean and use them for a week down there. So, yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's a tough job.
It's good stuff.
Quantum employs 15 people and can make a sail from design to finish. Not all sails are one big triangle. Some are made from dozens of pieces. Workers craft patterns on the computer. Others cut those pieces out on a huge cutting machine and then sew the pieces together on the factory floor. And when I say on the factory floor, the pieces are literally on the floor.
When we were building this building, we knew that we wanted to have the sewing machine sunk in the floor.
That's right. Thurston designed the place, so the sail pieces are on the floor, and the person doing the sewing is sitting in a box in the floor.
So we went to a local boat builder, and we had him build ice boxes, and we sank these ice boxes in the floor. And when we drop the sewing machines in, because of the winter conditions here, the boxes stay nice and warm.
These days, he builds sails for old boats more than new ones.
A lot of people, through those tough times, were able to hold on to their boats. So we do a lot of aftermarket on older boats. So we do a lot of repair work, and we also build a lot of sails for older boats.
Things are starting to pick up. Quantum Sales held steady during the recession, not losing business, but not gaining any either. Thurston knows he's luckier than most, though it pained him to watch the effects of a bad economy rumble through Bristol's boat building industry.
Well, it was tough. There were some great boat builders right here in this little mecca of boat building we have here in Bristol, and a lot of them just disappeared.
Boat building industry in Bristol got really whacked.
That was like, I liken it to getting hit in the head with a baseball bat.
That's boat builder Eric Gertz and Ben Hall of Hall Spars and Rigging. Every year since Hall Spars opened in 1980, it had seen year-over-year growth. But after the bottom fell out in 2008, Hall had a year when business was half of the year before.
It was like a precipitous drop-off. It didn't happen gradually. It was like falling off a cliff.
Hall makes masts, booms, and all the rigging that goes along with having a sail. Masts used to be made of aluminum, but Hall Spars and Rigging was one of the first to make them out of a lighter carbon fiber. Today, the company is one of the best in the world. But after cutting his Bristol staff in half and walking away from multi-million-dollar projects that wouldn't have turned a penny in profit, Hall moved away from strictly making boat masts and now lands jobs for architecture and military projects. Finding new markets is the name of the game in Bristol's boat building industry.
He's creating a very shiny, smooth surface.
Eric Gertz walks through the large warehouse of Gertz Composites, checking in on a coworker, buffing the surface of a mold for a boat part. They work in carbon fiber. The company helped build a number of boats that competed in the America's Cup. Like Ben Hall at Hall Spars and Rigging, Gertz has branched out into architecture and projects for New York City's Department of Transportation. He's had to.
Well, in 08, 09, we basically crashed.
At its peak, Gertz employed 85 workers. Today, there are 15. And even though the business, Gertz Composites, bears his name, he lost it in the recession. Now he's an employee, the chief technology officer.
We're growing, and we're trying to continue to work with the companies with whom we'd worked with all along. But some of our colleagues are having real pain still.
Gertz says he sees signs of the industry picking up. But a rising tide hasn't lifted all boat builders. Wendy Mackey of the Rhode Island Marine Trade Association says the recession wiped out half of the boat building industry. The biggest gains, she says, are in composite technology, working in fiberglass or carbon fibers like what Gertz deals in. And because of companies like Gertz, Hall Spars, and Quantum Sails, Mackey says Bristol has an edge in this recovering sector by turning the town into a virtual boat building company.
Because everybody's located
in one finite area within, you know, a 5 to 10 mile radius, it makes a boat designer or a boat builder able to sort of have a virtual boat building company. They're able to go from one place to another inside of a day and see all of their different components of the boat that need to come together in order to create that custom boat.
When you say Bristol, I think your average Rhode Islander would say 4th of July.
Right. Right. Well, we're known for that too, aren't we?
But wouldn't it be nice if you said Bristol and they said boat building?
Yes, yes. And in the industry, you do say Bristol or Rhode Island, and the rest of the nation knows.
Mackey says Rhode Islanders have the right to burn with a pride for Bristol, not just because it hosts the nation's oldest 4th of July celebration, but because of the impact companies here make on the boat industry worldwide. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.